You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
As you know, we've been talking about the unpopular views of leadership and what the Bible says about them, in particularly about the attitude of Christ, and because we want to imitate our Lord Jesus Christ and His character. And oftentimes we have heard about the compassion of Christ, how He fed the hungry. We have read, we are aware of His power, yung miracles niya, healing, signs and wonders niya. But today we'll be looking at another facet of the leadership of Christ, particularly His agony, His anguish, and His sorrow when He was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and how He was able to submit His will under the will to the will of God, the Father. So titingnan po natin paano sinacrifice ni Jesus. How was Jesus able to sacrifice His life willingly at the cross? And particularly tonight, we'll be talking about sacrificial leadership. And sacrificial leadership is the act of a leader wherein he gives up or he surrenders some of his rights, his benefits, and privileges for the sake of the group or organization or cause that he is leading. So kung meron kang grupo na ikaw ang pinuno, sometimes as a leader, ikaw ang nagpaparaya, ikaw ang nagbibigay, dinidinay mo yung mga rights mo para sa benefits ng mga sumusunod sa'yo. And that's why sacrifice is important for success. Sabi nga ni Adoniram Hudson sa isang visionary sa Burma, there's no success without sacrifice. If you succeed without sacrifice, it is because someone has suffered before you. Tayo yung mga estudyante, kaya kayo nakapag-aral, is because your parents have sacrificed for you. They have worked hard to give you a bright future, to give you education. So if you sacrifice without success, it is because someone will succeed after. So kung hindi mo kaagad nakita yung resulta, it will come. The next generation, they will continue the legacy that you have started. And when you look at our churches, mga Victory churches today, and you see, you're amazed at how God has blessed our church and how God has grown us. Nung unang panahon po, we should never forget where we came from. Nung unang panahon po, in 1984, when Victory started here in Manila, a group of 60 missionaries from US came, and hindi po tayo nagmi-meet sa mall. We are not meeting in a mall, air condition. We are meeting in 1984 in the basement of Tandem Cinema, sa Recto Avenue. How many of us have been there in Recto Avenue? Napunta na kayo sa Recto. Nagpagawa kayo ng term paper or a lisensya. No? Anyway, pero naalala ko po nung andun kami sa Recto, we're meeting in the basement of a cinema, and the sewerage pipes, mga tubo po nandun. Kaya minsan may mga leak. Kaya there's a foul odor, and it's only the presence and the glory of God and praise and worship that's covering up the foul odor. And sometimes there's may mga nagtatapon ng basura sa likod, yung sa kalye. That's why nilagyan ng sign, PD825, Pastor's Decree, bawal magtapon ng basura. It's because of the sacrifices. We are here today because somebody have made the sacrifice. Our pastors, our leaders before in the 80s and 90s. Isang American missionary, Pastor Tom, malaking katawan niya, tapos namayat siya. Minsan balot na lang kinakain niya, sa kaka-fasting or sa kaka-sacrifice. Yung iba, yung mga leaders namin, mga ushers namin noon na sa Jollibee lang kumakain ng merienda, Jollibee sa likod ng Jollibee. Yun ang tawag namin doon sa Recto. So, God has blessed us And we should not forget where we came from. We came from humble beginnings, no? And so when the word sacrifice, when you hear the word sacrifice, what comes to our mind? Anong naisip natin, no? Para sa mga mahilig mag-chess, di ba? A move, a sacrifice move, no? It means ipapakain mo yung isang piyesa. And oftentimes, it's the pawn who ipapakain mo, di ba? Pawn, ano ba yung sa Tagalog ng pawn? Sanglaan yun, eh, no? Pawn. Sanglaan, iba pala yun. Pawn shop pala yun, no? So, pawn, di ba, papakain mo so you can get a better advantage or better position so you can checkmate your opponent later on. Yan ang sacrifice. Yung iba naman, pag naisip na rin yung sacrifice, they think about the sacrifices, the rituals, the animal sacrifices they offer to the gods or goddesses, no? Or kapag nagpapagawa ka ng bahay, di ba, may sacrifice kayo. Na-experience ba yun? May, nung pinagawa yung bahay nyo, may kinatay na manok. Ano yung reason nila? Bakit kakatayin yung manok? Saka, ano, para paduguan, para tumibay yung pundasyon, no? Ipapatak yung dugo ng manok para tumibay yung poste, no? Ano kaya, so maraming tayong mga superstition. Meron ding penitensya, yung sacrifice, penitensya. Nag-alay-lakad ba kayo? Nung nakaraang Holy Week, umakyat kayo, naglakad kayo sa Akyat Antipolo? Ayan, so para raw mabawasan ng kasalanan. No? Do you believe that? That your sins will be lessened if you walk towards Antipolo? Dito sa Victory, wala. We don't believe in that because all our sins have been covered, our sins have been washed and forgiven, and cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of Jesus. How many of you believe that? That we have forgiveness of our sins through the blood of Christ. That's why wala tayo, pag nagkasala kayo, wala tayo ditong confession booth. No? Yung pinto na yan, hindi po yung confession booth. Wala tayong makikita na nagpe-penitensya o nagpe-penance. Wala kayong nakikita na lumuluhod, paluhod, umakyat dyan sa escalator, paakyat dito. O naglilinis, tinutulungan yung exe, yun ang penance ko para mababawasan yung kasalanan. Wala, hindi po natin yung ginagawa yun, no? Tapos meron ding sacrifice na selfish motive, yung personal interest. May dahilan, yung parent ka, no? Magulang ka. How many parents do we have here? Parents. So, yung napansin mo, isang araw, isang umaga, yung isang anak mo, biglang naging masipag, no? Naghugas ng mga plato, pinggan, kutsara, tinidor, no? Nagluwalis, naglinis. Yung pala, daddy, mami, may pabibili sana ako sa inyo. Pwede ba akong ibili ng PS3? No? Pwede ba akong ibili ng iPhone? Pwede ba akong ibili ng Galaxy, ng Neptune, Venus? Yan, no? may pabibili pala. Kaya naglilinis. Kaya selfish, no? Motive. Pero ito po, Webster's 1828 Dictionary defines the verb sacrifice to this. It means to destroy, surrender, or suffer to be lost for the sake of obtaining or getting something. So may hinahangad kang makamit, makuha, kaya i-give up mo some of the things that you have right now para mas marami ka pang, mas maganda pa yung kinabukasan mo o mangyayari, no, sa susunod. And sa Philippine history po natin, merong act of sacrifice sa nating hero, si General Gregorio del Pilar, no? Naalala nyo pa yon sa nung tinuro yung sa history natin. Naalala nyo yung nung December 1899. Sino sa inyo pinanganak na 1899? Pinanganak na? Buhay pa hanggang ngayon? Nung December 1899, si General del Pilar, he led 60 Filipino soldiers, no? Isang platoon sa likod, nasa likuran sila ni General Aguinaldo para i-delay yung pag-atras ni Aguinaldo kasi hinahabol sila ng mga American forces, yung Texas Regiment. And so, dahil sa ganon, sa kabayanihan ni Del Pilar, no, natamaan siya, nabaril siya sa leeg. Oh, he was shot in the neck. Nasa yung picture. Ayan, no? At sa diary entry ni General Del Pilar, ito yung sinulat po niya bago mangyari yung encuentro. Sabi niya, sinulat niya, "The general has given me a platoon of available men and has ordered me to defend this pass. I am aware what a difficult task has been given me. Nevertheless, I feel that this is the most glorious moment of my life. I am doing everything for my beloved country. There is no greater sacrifice. Yan po yung kabayanihan, yan po yung sakripisyo na ginawa ni General Del Pilar para sa ating bayan. Now, what is the difference? What is the difference with the sacrifice of General Del Pilar and the sacrifice of Christ on the cross? Ano po ang kaibahan? Si General Del Pilar po, ginawa niya yung kabayanihan niya para po sa paglalaban sa ating kalayaan, ng ating bayan. It's only for the struggle. It's for the struggle for our independence as a Philippine nation. But Jesus Christ, He died and He sacrificed His life, not just for one nation, but for all the nations of the world. And that's why the motive for the sacrifice, the reason for the sacrifice is important. No? Ang dahilan, bakit pa tayo nagsasacrifice? For example, yung mga Islamic jihad bombers, no? Mga terrorists, no? Why do they sacrifice their lives? They strap bombs into their bodies and set themselves in crowded places, no? Or yung sa 911, bakit? No? Because they believe that when they do that sacrifice in the cause of Islam, there in heaven there are 72 virgins, 72 women waiting for them in heaven. Yun na brainwash po sila, kaya nila nagagawa yon, no? And of course that's a lie from the pit of hell. And so tingnan po natin, how come Jesus was able to sacrifice His life? Ano yung reason? And just to give you a background, yung binasa natin kanina sa Matthew 26, no? Jesus and His disciples had just celebrated the Last Supper, no? The Passover, yung huling hapunan. No? Alam nyo ba yan, yung Last Supper, huling hapunan? Meron kayong painting nun sa bahay nyo, tapos may malaking kutsara, tinidor, di ba? Naalala nyo? O anak, kain na tayo, eto na, sasando ko na yung kanin, isang ganyan na lang, no? Kuha na yung malaking kutsara, kunin nyo. At katatapos lang nila nung kumain at 6 p.m., 6 o'clock in the evening, and lasted for 3 hours. And after that, they went to the Mount of Olives, no, in the Garden of Gethsemane to pray. And it is in this event that Jesus would make the most important decision of His life, no, to make the ultimate sacrifice, no, for our salvation. And ito po palang Gethsemane, word na Gethsemane, it means olive press, no? Yung pinepress yung olives, there's para mapiga, no? Yung olives para magkaroon ng oil, no? So ganun rin na press, na pressure, dito na test si Lord Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane. And let me share to you tonight 3 components of the sacrifice of Christ. How was Jesus able to sacrifice His life? Paano niya nagawa na isakripisyo, ibigay ang kanyang buhay, buong buhay sa para sa atin, no? So unang-una, we will see that Jesus had determination. Everybody say determination. Ibig sabihin, buo po yung loob niya. Handang-handa siya, nag-decide po siya na mamatay para sa ating kasalanan. Verse 37-38, He took Peter and the 2 sons of Zebedee along with him, and He began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then He said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death." No, nalungkot po siya. He became sorrowful to the point of death. He was deeply troubled. He was grieved in his spirit. He was deeply sad and exceedingly became distressed. And bakit po siya nalungkot? Why was Jesus so distressed? Because He understood what was about to happen to Him. Alam niya kung ano yung mangyayari na. No? Malapit na siyang arestuhin at parusahan at papatay. And not only that, no, remember while they were eating, nung kumakain sila, nung Last Supper, sinabi niya, "Alam ko, isa sa inyo ay magkakanulo. Isa sa inyo ay maghuhudas sa akin." Si Judas, nabuking tuloy. Isa sa inyo ay magkakanulo sa akin. No? One of you will betray me. God knows. Sabi nung jeepney driver, God knows who does not they, no? And then after that, they went out to the Mount of Olives, no? Sinabi rin niya sa mga disciples niya, "This very night you will all fall away. All of you will abandon me. Pag inaresto ako, talaga i-escape po kayo, kakaripas kayo ng takbo, iiwanan niyo ako. Sinabi niya ni Jesus Christ. That's why he became sad, because alam niya yung mangyayari, no? Because for 3 years, kasama niya itong mga alagad niya, these 12 disciples, and yet they left him when he was arrested. And not only that, no, even before his arrest in the garden, no, he was telling them in advance, no, binigyan niya ng preview. Ano yung mangyayari? Matthew 16:21, from that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised up on the third day. So binigyan na niya, ito yung mangyayari. Mapaparusahan ako at mapapatay at babangon muli. No? And that's why he knew that he will die by crucifixion. Crucifixion, which is the most cruel, the most torturous, it has the highest degree of shame, to inflict the maximum amount of pain at the longest possible amount or period of time. No? Ito po yung pinaka-grabbing pagpaparusa, yung crucifixion. And that's why Jesus, no wonder, he fell into his face, no, and into the ground. And the Bible says in Luke chapter 22:44 that his sweat was like drops of blood on the ground, falling onto the ground. And I found this passage in the Old Testament somewhat a prophecy of the determination of Christ. In Isaiah 50:6-7, so I offered my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from mocking and spitting. Because the sovereign Lord helps me, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, have I set my face like flint, and I know I will not be put to shame. No? So, yun yung determination of Jesus. Hindi siya umurong, he set his face like flint. Alam niyo ba yung flint? Hindi flintstone siya, na. Flint, yung flint, it's a very hard gray rock, no? Kaya matigas, no? Bato. And hard as stone, yan ang nagde-describe, no, sa buong buo na determination, decision ni Jesus. That's why in Luke 9:51, it tells us, as the time approached for Jesus, for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely, okay, determined, resolutely set out for Jerusalem. So Jesus made up his mind, he gathered up all his courage and determined, no, to sacrifice his life. And that's why to be determined, no, encourage niya yung disciples niya para maging determined sa mga decision, no, you have to watch and pray. Matthew 26:41. Ito yung magbibigay sa ng lakas ng loob. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, watch and pray. Okay. Para hindi ka, pag natetempt ka, no, hinihila ka ng demonyo, manood ka ng sine na ST. Ano mo yung ST? Sobrang tukso, no? Na sine. So watch and pray para hindi ka mahila ng demonyo, no? The spirit is willing but the body is weak. So that's the formula, no? Don't obey the desires of the flesh but live in the spirit. Be filled with the spirit. And that's why you've got to be determined, no? Kung mga temptation na papasok sa'yo, kung tinetempt ka na tumanggap ng leakage o mangopya o gumawa ng kodigo, just remember, Jesus, the Lord, sees all things. He knows all things, no? And He wants you to maintain your testimony as a Christian, no? Paano na lang kung manalaman lang Christian ka, pero ikaw pala yung nangongopya at nagpapakopya, no? So to be determined, if you have plans to work abroad, no, be determined to keep and preserve the unity and harmony of your family. Okay nga, nag-sacrifice nga, naging OFW dahil sa kahirapan, gustong kumita ng mas malaki, you want to earn more in dollars abroad, pero the downside of that, sometimes there's a breakdown in the family, naghihiwalay, no, na broken family. And that's why ipaglaban nyo, be determined to preserve your marriage, your family. No, wag konting problema lang, konting misunderstanding lang, hamunin mo na, hiwala yan. No, don't say that. No, what God has joined together, let no man separate. No? And that's why if you need marital counseling, the pastors are here, Pastor Earl, that's his full-time job, pastoral services. You can approach us. There's also an upcoming marriage couples getaway this July in Subic. So we will be announcing that in the next few months. So the determination of Christ. The second component is His submission. The submission of Jesus Christ to the will of God. He accepted. He surrendered. He submitted Himself to the will of God. And in verses 39-42, he said, not my will, but may your will be done. No? If it's possible for this cup to be taken away, unless I drink, may your will be done. No? Hindi ang kalooban ko, kundi ang kalooban ng Diyos Ama. So this is the classic example of submission, of the submission of Christ to the will of God. No? To sacrifice means to submit our will to the will of God. No, hindi yung kagustuhan natin, hindi yung selfish will natin, but the will of God. That's why he experienced such a struggle, no? And he was honest, the human side of him was struggling, but yet he chose to submit to the will of God. And how was he able to do that? No, in Luke, kaya nga ito yung prayer niya, no? Kasi kadalasan yung mga painting na, oftentimes the painting that we see of Jesus praying in the garden is somewhat dignified. Diba? Nakaluhod na parang model eh, no? But in reality, the Bible says that he fell on his face, on the ground, no? Because of so much agony, anguish, and stress. But in Luke 22:43, as he was praying, an angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him, no? At the time that Jesus needed strength, an angel of God strengthened him, comforted him, encouraged him. The same way with you, kayo in the midst of trouble or challenge or crisis, no, and you are in a struggle, are you going to obey the will of God? No, remember, God is with you. He will strengthen you. He will give you the grace to do what He is asking you to do. Papa, ipapalakasin kayo ni Lord. Ibibigyan niya kayong kalakasan para magawa niya yung pinapagawa niya sa inyo. And that's why, if you are single here, no, lalo na kung meron kang, if you have a relationship, you are in status mo sa Facebook, you are in a relationship, no, you are about to get engaged or about to be married, no, don't settle for the cheap thrill, no, wag kayong magpatalo sa kalaban, but don't fall from the tricks, don't fall for the tricks of the devil, no, lalo na what if nanood kayo ng sine, no, nag-holding hands kayo, tapos pataas ng pataas yung kamay, no? So don't fall for that, no? That's the trap. That's a trap of the enemy. And remember, that's why the reason, no ba? During a wedding, the reason why the minister will say, "You may now, what? You may now kiss the bride," no? Because the pastor is assuming, is believing that that's the first time you kiss your bride, no? And what will happen if you do that? No, alam niyo mangyayari, if you preserve your purity, there will be trust between you and your wife, no? You will trust one another. Why? Because you did not play along when you were still not married, no? You waited for God's time, for the perfect time when you get married and have that act. So that's why in Romans chapter 12 it tells us, no, how can we sacrifice our lives? Romans chapter 12. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. Yung katawan natin, ang buhay na sakripisyo, no? Holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. So, it doesn't matter if you raise your hands and you cry during worship. What God is looking after is, are you living a holy life? Are you offering your body as a living sacrifice? That's why it says there in verse 2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. That's the will of God. Good, pleasing, and perfect. How many of you are ready to submit to the will of God? You want to obey the will of God. His good, pleasing, and perfect will. No, alam nyo, there's a challenge, no? Pagbata pa, siguro mga teenager pa. So, ano pa yan? Mga puppy love, selfish will. No? Pag marriageable age na, graduate na, mga 20s, 30s, so you're praying for God's will. No? Okay yun. You aim and pray for God's will. Pero what happens kung wala na sa kalendaryo? No? Wala na sa kalendaryo, nasa thermometer pa. Pero umiinit na. Nag-delirio na. No? Umabot na sa lagnat na delirio, 39-40, nag-over na. No? Ano mangyayari? Are you still going to believe for God's will? Are you going to still believe and pray for God's will? Yung iba, they stop waiting and they stop believing for God's will. They settle for whosoever will. Whosoever will na lang. No? Kaya, don't settle for whosoever will. Pray and believe for His best, God's perfect will. If you wait for the right timing, diba? He will make sure, God will make sure you'll marry the right person. How many of you believe that? Kaya nga merong popular quote, sacrifice is giving up on something good for something better. No? Maybe God is asking you to give up a relationship. Kasi, why? Maybe it's a wrong timing. Diba? Maling timing, hindi pa ngayon, hilaw pa, hindi pa hinog. Or maybe it's a wrong person. It's not the right person for you. Don't just base it on outward appearance. So maybe he or she is still an unbeliever. So it's a wrong person. Or maybe there's something better for you. No? Kaya you have to give it up. And be submitted, obey the will of God. Or it could be a wrong relationship. Diba? You're falling, may asawa na pala. So, bawal na pag-ibig yun. No? Anyway, so Jesus' determination, His submission, and last, number three, is Christ's motivation, His inspiration. What motivated, what inspired our Lord Jesus Christ to sacrifice His body on the cross? Hebrews 12, we can see that, we can read, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Okay, what enabled Jesus to endure the pain, the shame, and suffering of the cross, the death on the cross? Anong nagpalakas sa Kanya? Bakit siya nagpursige? Bakit siya naging determined? Why? Because He saw, because of the joy that is set before Him. What is that joy? The joy of seeing millions and millions of people worshiping God and being part of the kingdom of God. 2,000 years ago, He already saw us. Nakita na niya tayo. Nakita niya yung milyong-milyong tao na sumasamba sa Kanya as Christians, as His followers. And because of that joy, that vision, He was able to endure the cross. And so, in sacrifice, that your vision of what you believe, what God can do for you in the future, His promises for you will be fulfilled. No, sabi nga ni yung kanina yung verse, no, Jeremiah, as you call on God, He will answer your prayer. He will reveal Himself to you. And that's why, like athletes, no, athletes can train, they can sacrifice their time and energy, diba? Magpupursige sila sa training. Why? Because what is the joy set before Him? What before them? Diba? The joy of winning that gold medal in the Olympics. Yun ang nagmo-motivate sa kanila. Diba? So, kung gusto mong magkaroon ng no, singles ka, pupunta kayo sa Boracay, no? Nag-prepare ka na, gusto mong magkaroon ng six-pack abs. No? Ngayon, one-pack pa lang. Kaya, anong gagawin mo? Magsasacrifice ka, magsi-sit-ups ka, mag-weights ka, jogging. Diba? You'll prepare. There's a motivation. And what's the motivation of Christ? Itong nangyari. What? After the time of prayer, anong ginawa ni Jesus? Then He returned to the disciples and said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer. These are the words of a determined, motivated person. No? hinarap niya yung aaresto sa kanya. Hindi siya nagtago. He did not run away from those who will arrest him. And Jesus gave his life willingly. He was not just a victim, but he willingly and humbly sacrificed his life. That's why he said in John chapter 10, 17, 18, "The Father loves me because I give my life so that I may receive it back again. No one takes my life from me. I give it up willingly. I have the power to give it up and the power to receive it back again, just as my Father commanded me to do." And sacrifice is not always easy, but if you have the right motivation, if you have the right motive, if you know God is for you, and if God is for you, nothing can be against you. If you know that God is faithful to His every promise, no, pinangako niya, ang pangako niya ang pinangahawakan mo, then you can follow the example and the footsteps of Christ. That's why our ultimate purpose and motivation in life is always to submit our lives to the will and purpose of God. No? So the main point I want to leave with you tonight is this: sacrificial leadership or a life of sacrifice requires submission to God's will for the glory of God. Ang ating tutularan, ang ginawa ni Kristo, ito ay nangangailangan po ito ng pagsuko sa kalooban ng Diyos para sa kalwalhatian ng Diyos. Not for our own glory or fame, but for the glory of God, we submit our lives to God's will, purpose, and plan for us. Yun po ang sacrifice, true sacrifice. It's obeying God's will. That's why the sacrifice of Christ is found in Philippians 2 verse 8, "And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross." You know, the cross is a picture of sacrifice. And that sacrifice was already decided even before Jesus was arrested, even before Jesus was crucified in Golgotha. No? That sacrifice, that decision was made in Gethsemane. Max Lucado in his book, "And the Angels Were Silent," is what he wrote: "The battle is won. You may have thought it was won on Golgotha in Calvary, but it wasn't. The final battle was won in Gethsemane. And the sign of conquest is Jesus at peace," no? Submission, at peace with the will of God, "in the olive trees. For it was in the garden that he made his decision." That's why our victory, our success, our triumph, our faith, no? Depends, is based on the victory that Jesus won for us at Calvary. Because Jesus won the victory, we can follow His example. He is the author, the pioneer, the leader, and the finisher of our faith. And we can't do it on our own strength, but Jesus can. Because Jesus and the Holy Spirit lives inside of us, we can obey the will of God, the Father. Praise God. Let's pray and thank the Lord. Father in heaven, we thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ. You sent your Son into the world not to condemn us, but to save us from our sins. And Lord, we thank you, Jesus, that as we humble ourselves, you will lift us up. Lord, help us to imitate Jesus, to imitate you. Help us to surrender our will, our selfish desires, to the will of God. And Father God, we humble ourselves before you. We open up our hearts. Just ask the Holy Spirit to reveal God's plan, God's will for your life as we're praying. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your example that you are the pioneer, you're the author and finisher of our faith. You are the Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. I pray for those who are being discouraged, and they're still waiting for the answers to their prayers. Lord, we pray that you'll encourage them. If you're that person, you're still waiting for a long time to the answers to your prayer, I want to pray for you that God will strengthen you and encourage you. Just raise up your hand and let me pray for you. Father God, I pray for these people who need to be strengthened in their faith. Lord, palakasin po ang kanilang pananampalataya that they will not give up, but they will fix their eyes on you, Jesus, because you are the author, you are the beginning and the end, you are the finisher, the author and finisher of our faith. You perfect us, Lord. Perfect, strengthen our faith, Lord. Give us that immovable faith, Lord, that we, because we believe that all things are possible to those who believe. Lord, I believe that you will come and intervene in the lives of these people, Lord. Open the heavens and bless them, Lord, and give them the breakthrough, the blessing that they have been praying for. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.